Our text is from Romans chapter 6, these words, "So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." That's Romans 6, 11. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is the young Oliver Twist. The young Oliver Twist from the Charles Dickens novel of that same name. The young Oliver Twist. In the musical Oliver from the 1960s, the orphan Oliver, who's invited by another boy, Artful Dodger, to join him and his friends in their gang, ostensibly, with a song. Consider yourself. Consider yourself. Consider yourself, Artful Dodger sings. Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. We've taken to you so strong, it's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares? Whatever we've got, we share. Now, of course, Artful Dodger, he didn't have a home. And Artful Dodger didn't have a family or furniture. He was part of a gang of pickpockets. But the orphan Oliver, with no place to stay, no one to love him, no one to care for him, having run into Artful Dodger, was not to think of himself in such a way any longer. Instead, Oliver was to think of himself in a new way. He was to consider himself as having a home. Consider himself as having a family. Consider himself as belonging to something. Oliver was, to consider himself as someone different than he was before. I think we've all had that experience. That is, where we have thought of ourselves in one way, then someone has said something to us. Something has happened to us. We've done something. And then we've thought of ourselves in a whole new way. We've considered ourselves to be different than we were. And this, of course, is the point of our text. There in Romans, the Holy Spirit is telling us to consider ourselves in a new way. To consider ourselves as dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Now, reading through this passage, reading through this chapter of Romans, we can make the mistake, yes, the mistake of thinking that we actually are, as Christians, completely and totally dead to sin. And that we actually are, as Christians, completely and totally alive to God. And so, if we do sin, it's proof we're not dead to sin. And if we don't feel we're alive to God at any moment, it's proof that we are not so centered on our loving Heavenly Father. And so, well, we must not be Christians. Why? Well, obviously, we're not dead to sin. That is, living without ever having sin affect us in any way. And we obviously are not alive to God. That is, living constantly thinking about only the things that our Heavenly Father wants us to think about. But, of course, our text doesn't say that. Our text does not say that we are dead to sin. And our text does not say that we are alive to God. Our text says that we should consider ourselves to be dead to sin and alive to God. And the difference between being and considering is simply huge. Because when we consider ourselves to be something, that does not mean ultimately that we are completely and totally and fully that thing that we consider ourselves to be. Part of growing up, for example, part of maturing, becoming an adult actually, is bringing these two ideas together. And that is, what we consider ourselves to be and what we truly are. Both athletes and musicians struggle with this, what they consider themselves to be, good at something, and what they really are, not that great at something. And it's that incongruity that drives them on, drives them to practice and to perform in ever higher and ever more complex situation to prove that they actually are what they consider themselves to be. Until, well, they reach a wall, hurdle they just can't get over, where it becomes obvious that what they consider themselves to be and what they actually are, two different things. So for some, that happens in elementary school, for others, middle school, others, high school or college, for others, when they attempt to exist as a musician or athlete professionally. A friend of mine from middle school, for example, whose father played in the NFL, attempted himself to get to the NFL. He was a star athlete in high school, which didn't surprise any of us. And he excelled in college, even being on a national championship football team. But as it turned out, he was just too small, too frail to make it any further. What he considered himself to be, that is NFL material, and what he ultimately was, too small, ultimately had to be reconciled. So the problem for us as Christians should be obvious. Why should we even consider ourselves to be dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus if we are not? And cannot be completely and fully this side of heaven? Why should we consider ourselves to be dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus if so often it seems like we are so obviously not dead to sin but alive to sin, and not alive to God but dead to God? Why even consider ourselves to be the opposite? Why don't we just embrace the reality of who we are and deal with it? Well, here's something interesting. My friend would have never gotten as far as he did playing on a Division I national championship football team in college if he had not considered himself to be of such a caliber of an athlete worthy of the NFL. No, we're not talking here about living in some fantasy world like that little guy Rudy who got in for a pair of plays at Notre Dame and then they made a movie about him. No, it's not a matter of motivation. But if we do not even consider ourselves to be dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus, how can we live each day and address the sin in each and every one of us, and living each day know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is dwelling in each and every one of us? We were, after all, buried with Christ by baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Newness of life. If we do not believe this, if so, then how is it that we can even think about the sin that confronts us each day and the opportunity for loving service with which we are presented each day? You know, if my friend had not considered himself to be an NFL prospect, he would not have lived in a way that would have get him to the NFL. It's as simple as that. Well, that's where your example falls apart, Pastor, you might be thinking, because that kid didn't make it to the NFL. He failed. So why even make the effort of considering ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus? We're just going to fail, just like that kid. But we don't consider ourselves to be dead to sin and alive to God ultimately to arrive somewhere, that is heaven. Our heavenly success, our entrance there, is not based upon whether or not we truly are dead to sin and alive to God, but it is because we're baptized into the one who truly died not to sin, but who truly died for sin and for our sin, and that is Jesus. And we're also baptized into the one who was not simply alive to God as man, but God himself. And as God and man emerge from death into life once again, never to die ever again, it's through faith in this death, through faith in this life, the death and life of Jesus, that we reach our NFL. That is, we reach our heavenly goal. That is heaven. Through faith daily, we do not Do we bemoan the sin remaining within us and confess before our Father in heaven? And our Father in heaven forgives our sins, and he cleanses us from all unrighteousness and encourages us once again to think about ourselves in a new way, to consider ourselves ultimately to be dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. That is, to live not being motivated by our sinful temptations and thoughts and desires, but live by fighting and refuting and ignoring such temptations and thoughts and desires, saying to ourselves, I don't need to listen to you. I don't need to follow you. I don't need to obey you, for to you, sin, I am dead. I consider myself dead to you, so I'm not going to listen to you. I mean, that's what we do, right? Don't we? With people? With someone who has hurt us? Someone who has really hurt us and continues to attack us, coming at us in all sorts of ways? I mean, what is it we do in response to their onslaughts? We consider ourselves dead to them. We don't listen to them. We don't think about what they say. We're not tempted to believe what they assert. I mean, how many times did this happen growing up as we would lose one playmate and find another? I mean, that happens. How many times were there classmates that we played with and talked with in the third grade, but by the sixth grade, we had become dead to? We know what this means. So let's think of sin in the same way. And the temptations of the devil and the world and our flesh in the same way. Let's think about them as the person we have walked away from, shutting our ears and our thoughts and our hearts off to them, as all that they would do is attack us and hurt us and damage us in some way. It's what the Holy Spirit's getting at when he tells us, consider yourselves dead to sin. Of course, there was always those kids in the playground with whom we wanted to be friends. To them, we would listen. To them, we would respond. To them, we would react. In other words, to them, we'd be alive. We'd be alive to their voice. We'd be alive to their ideas. We'd be alive to their suggestions. We know what this means too, don't we? And so it's just in this type of situation we are to consider ourselves being. We are to be like the dead to the lies of the devil and the world and our flesh. We are to consider ourselves alive to God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, listening to his words, desiring his attention, hoping for his care and assistance every day. Most simply, we wouldn't try to plant something if we didn't consider ourselves to be somewhat of a gardener. We wouldn't try to fix our car if we didn't consider ourselves to be somewhat of a mechanic. We wouldn't try to draw a picture if we didn't consider ourselves to be somewhat of an artist. I mean, when it comes right down to it, the only things that we do in life are driven by the idea of what it is we consider ourselves to be. None of the things we do, none of them is perfect or consistent or exactly what it should be, and yet it is our considering ourselves to be this or that that drives us to do this or that. Let us as Christians consider ourselves to be dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. And just see what happens. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.